Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Louisa Show. We thank you very much for tuning in with us, and please have be ready to jot down information that we're going to share with you on today. And also, because we're starting into a new year, I wanted to talk about creating a new you, you becoming a different person. And then I looked at what is supposed to be discussed today, which is I feel great. I feel better. I look better. I have a new attitude. And to abuse-related trauma. So in order to feel better and look better and have a new attitude about yourself, which is a positive one, you first need to realize that you must overcome what you've been through. And I am beginning to feel a new me with a new attitude. And your new attitude is going to be one of arming yourself with information that you may share with others that they may not fall into the same situation that you have. And what I've often said many times is when a person is abused, they don't wear a sign saying, come on and abuse me. And when one is abused, it's not your fault that it happened to you. So as we get started today, I want to start off by giving you the National Domestic Violence Hotline information. You may contact them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Phone number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. You may also chat online, thehotline.org. Thehotline.org is available to chat 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then you may text the word START. 88 is the number to text the word START to. We want to back up just a little because we've talked about self-esteem for several months and how one needs to get rid of negative attitude, get rid of a negative self-attitude about self. Because that is very important to the healing process. Very, very important. So we find that there are many red flags to a person being abused or to a person being in an abusive relationship. And while we have shared many of this information in the past, we would just like to touch on a few of them because when a person has been involved in abuse-related trauma, there are some signs that the person may exhibit. Maybe one or two of what we're talking about, but the signs are there. It's feelings of self-hate and low self-esteem, sleeping, drinking or taking other drugs, binge eating, purging, throwing up food or starving oneself, fearing people and relationships. Having panic attacks and anxiety. This is all related to them being abused and some of the symptoms they will exhibit. Red flags for someone that is an abuser is a lack of trust in the partner. Lack of respect of your feelings. Extreme jealousy. And giving you a silent treatment. Those are some of the signs that the abuser exhibits. Abuse-related trauma can develop after a person has been hurt, neglected, and sometimes it can stem from experiencing things in early childhood. Sometimes when a person has been abused, they have overwhelming feelings of distress, fear, and helplessness. As you begin to create a new positive attitude about yourself, we want you to know that feeling you're going to have to overcome to gain back your self-confidence in yourself. Overwhelming feelings of distress is another symptom you're going to have to overcome to become the new you, to regain your self-esteem back. As you have negative thoughts come into your mind, as we so often like to say, you must turn the negative thoughts into positive thoughts. If you hear that your abuser said to you over and over again, you don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I do know what I'm talking about. That's getting rid of the negative thought and turning it into a positive one. If your abuser says to you, you are so fat, but you know that you're not, you say, no, I'm not fat. I'm a very nice guy. Every negative comments you've heard, you want to change them into positive comments to you, because this is what you need in order to gain your self-esteem and your self-respect back. And also, this is what you need to create the new you. As I began to talk on today, not only have I created a new me, what I'm saying is the person that I was before becoming involved in an emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse situation, before that, I was pretty level-headed. But by doing the shows, I have learned so much until I'm even beyond the degree of positivity that I was before I became abused. So what I'm saying is I have become an even better person. Listen more to other people. Pay attention more to myself. Really think at least more than twice before I make a decision. And I try to share positive information with people. I don't think I've ever been one to look for negativity in another person, but I try even more now to instill more positive attributes to others. So as you are in the process of creating a new you for this new year that is walking out of what you have been going through into a better person, putting your frame of mind into a better place, as you begin to do this, you're going to be cultivating new attitudes, a new eye on how to see things, and yes, looking out for others. So as we continue to present all of this information to you, we want you to know that you, once again, you are not alone. In the past, you probably had feelings of being emotionally numb. But you are beginning now to coming back as up to how you can be positive about yourself. In the past, you felt like there is nowhere to turn for help. But now you have realized there are places to turn for help. The National Domestic Violence Hotline, they are available 24 hours a day, even if you just want to call and just talk to someone. They're available, 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Then you may also go online, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. That's .org. Then you can text them, 88788. That number is 88788, and you will text the word START. Sharing all of this with you today because it's information that you need to have so that you may continue to go on and grow even more into the new you. Do you sometimes wonder if you are the one who is crazy? That maybe you are overreacting to your partner's behavior? No, you're not. What you think is happening is happening. By chance, did you grow up in a home that has domestic violence? By chance, were you abused as a child? Does domestic violence seem normal to you? These are all attitudes that we have to define as we walk into our new you. So hopefully, Lord's will, when we come back on the air next week, we're going to talk about the last thing that we mentioned. If you were abused as a child, or if you grew up in a domestic violence home, and does domestic violence seem normal to you? All in creating the new you. So we thank you very much for being on today. Hopefully we've said something to help and encourage you. And Lord's will, we will speak to you. So have a great day. Touch that icon that you may follow the next show. Thank you very much. Talk with you next week.